U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon said Thursday they wanted to send a clear message to North Korea that it must give up its nuclear weapons. Speaking together to reporters here in Seoul, they expressed a shared belief that Pyongyang must return unconditionally to multilateral talks aimed at ending its nuclear programs. Rice and Pan made it clear, however, that they were still searching for ways to implement the sanctions that the UN imposed after last week's North Korean first-ever nuclear test. The resolution, among other things, calls on members to prevent North Korea from proliferating nuclear weapons and technology. That could include searching North Korean cargo suspected of containing nuclear materials. But Rice emphasized, as she did Wednesday during a visit to Tokyo, that the resolution did not call for a blockade of North Korea. She said the United States would not try to exacerbate an already tense situation.
The idea that somehow we would want 17-18 to be implemented in a way that escalates tensions on the Korean Peninsula or on the high seas, for that matter, simply could not be more wrong. What we want is effective implementation.
She says the scrutinizing of North Korean cargo could be accomplished mainly in ports, with the help of intelligence and through technologies such as radiation detectors, rather than by interdictions on the high seas. North Korea's neighbors have expressed concern that such interdictions could lead to clashes. South Korea's Pan, who will soon take over as Secretary General of the United Nations, warned North Korea not to conduct further nuclear tests.
북한의 2차 핵실험 등은 현 상황을 더욱
He says if the North does more testing, there will be more serious consequences. Pan did say South Korea will reevaluate two projects it has funded in the North, a tourist resort and a special economic zone, to see if their continued operation complies with the UN resolution. The two diplomats, however, generally avoided providing specifics about what acts their two countries might take, individually or collectively. Rice said the resolution had been passed relatively quickly following the North Korean test of October 9th, and nations were still discussing how best to implement the resolution's provisions. Rice is scheduled to move on to Beijing on Friday and then to Russia. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.